The store in Ashland is slated to close April 4th, putting 29 people out of work. Shopko Public Relations Manager Michelle Hansen says it was a difficult decision.
We determined that, you know, based on deteriorating sales and profit performance and other market factors, that we had to close some stores.
Shopko doesn't own the storefront, but Ashland Area Development Corporation Executive Director Dale Kupchak says they'd like to work with the owner on another retail store.
We need another option for shopping here. You know, we no longer have the Pennies. We've got the Army Navy store downtown, but that's just clothing. For the most part, Walmart is the only thing left for your home goods and things like that.
Kupchak says it can be difficult to draw and keep large retailers when people shop in Duluth. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior. Shopko is closing its Ashland store in April, leaving 29 people without jobs. Public Relations Manager Michelle Hansen says employees may be able to transfer to stores elsewhere.
We do our best to offer those teammates a smooth transition, including severance and benefits according to our guidelines.
Hansen says declining sales played a role in the decision. The state has notified Northwest Wisconsin Concentrated Employment Program of the closing. CEO Brad Gingras says they will help displaced workers.
And we will be providing what is called a rapid response session.
Gingras says the session lets employees know their options and connects them with resources to find jobs. He says they also assist with resume writing and interviewing skills. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.